This is the Bryant Park Project. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart.
Allie, we have been kind of closely following the last couple days the story of this guy named Gennaro Wilson. He's down in Georgia. He's 21 years old, and he is in jail. He got there because back a few years ago when he was in high school, he was an honor student and a football player. He went to a New Year's Eve party, and he ended up receiving
People, if you've got little kids in the room, knee biters, send them out now because this is an interesting story, but it does involve various sex acts.
Yeah. Okay. Just give him a second to do that. Okay. He went to a New Year's Eve party and he was 17 and he ended up getting oral sex from a 15-year-old. Now, it was consensual, but even if it was consensual under Georgia law at that time, that qualifies as statutory rape. He ended up getting 10 years in jail.
But there is word that he may get out of jail now.
Jeremy Redman is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and he's been following this pretty closely. And then Jeremy, yeah, so what is the story? Is he almost got out of jail yesterday, but then he didn't?
General Wilson had appealed to a judge in Monroe County, just south of Atlanta, to free him from prison, arguing that his 10-year prison sentence was cruel and unusual under the Constitution and disproportionate to the crime. So the judge ruled just yesterday that true, it was cruel and unusual, and the sentence didn't fit the crime, and ordered that he be released. Within a couple hours of that judge's ruling yesterday, the attorney general filed a notice that he would appeal that judge's ruling to the Georgia Supreme Court, arguing that the judge had overstepped his bounds of his authority by doing that. Meanwhile, the attorneys for Gennaro Wilson are now trying to free him from prison pending the appeal.
So this all happened in just the past 24, 48 hours?
Correct.
Wow. So you've kind of got two different elements of the sort of government in Georgia, the judicial branch and I guess the executive branch, fighting over if this guy, kid practically, should be in jail for 10 years.
Yeah, one of the things that the Attorney General may be keeping in mind is the precedent this sets for him and other district attorneys in Georgia, that freeing Gennaro Wilson under this judge's ruling could spring numerous appeals from other people convicted of this same crime. There are currently more than 1,000 inmates in state prisons that have been convicted of the same crime, which is aggravated child molestation. This is a floodgate situation they're worried about.
And the thing that is so kind of odd about this particular case is that he, received oral sex, which had this special kind of qualification under the law. It used to anyway, that basically if he would have had intercourse with this girl, he would have only gotten a maximum of a year. But because it was oral sex, he gets potentially 10 years. Now that law has been changed, right?
Correct. It all springs from a 1995 law in Georgia called the Child Protection Act. And the lawmaker at the time who sponsored this bill was trying to crack down on sexual predators. And the bill, during the process of being made into law, was amended to raise the age of consent from 14 to 16, which caught Gennaro Wilson up in this law, which required a minimum 10-year prison sentence for this aggravated child molestation case. Well, last year, the legislature, recognizing this problem, amended the law, changed it to make the same act a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in prison. And the attorneys for Gennaro Wilson have been arguing all along that he should be freed from prison and his conviction thrown out because of that law was changed. So the legislature's intent was clear. They didn't want to have people like Gennaro locked up for what he did.
Jeremy, let me ask you a little bit about Gennaro Wilson. We want to make sure that we don't paint him to be a Boy Scout necessarily saluting on the corner and building bonfires. Where this act took place, there was some pretty raunchy stuff going on, right?
Yeah, a couple things. I watched the videotape of the incident. These Gennaro and some of his friends had rented two hotel rooms in Douglasville, which is just west of Atlanta, on New Year's Eve of 2003. They had some girls over, and Gennaro Wilson admitted in his depositions in the court that he'd been smoking marijuana and drinking alcohol. The video is full of profanities from his friends, and it shows Gennaro having intercourse with a 17-year-old at the party and receiving oral sex from a 15-year-old, who, by the way, also gives oral sex to another boy in this same video. at the same time, Gennaro had a very promising future. He was homecoming king at his high school, Douglas County High School, a football standout, and was getting A's and B's.
So he sort of was a kind of a mixed bag. But now it's been, you know, he's been in jail for like 2 years, and there was all this hubbub this week. It looked like he was going to get out. Now he wasn't. Where does he go from here? You just talked to his lawyer, right?
I did. I talked to her this morning, and the status is he is still in prison, and he'll remain there until a judge decides whether he should be granted bond to be freed from prison pending this appeal that's going to happen in the Georgia Supreme Court. I interviewed Gennaro last week at the prison, and he seemed relatively in good spirits, regretful of his actions, somewhat pessimistic about whether he was going to get the appeal granted, which actually was the case, but still somewhat hopeful.
Well, Jeremy Redman of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, thanks for coming on and telling us about this.
Yeah, we appreciate you filling in the details. It was great. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you.
All right. This is the Bryant Park Project.